The first thing to know about Lake Okeechobee is that it's not your stereotypical clear blue lake. It's shallow, murky, covered with tall grasses, and thick with everything from birds and rabbits to frogs and alligators. The lake is about 35 miles wide. It's known as the liquid heart of the Everglades, and Paul Gray is here to take its pulse.
I think it's a glossy.
What's that?
A glossy ibis.
Gray gets excited about birds. That makes sense. He's the science coordinator for the Audubon Society's Lake Okeechobee Watershed Program. It's his first time out on the lake since the last big storm, and he's eager to see how it's doing. Stormwater is diverted into the lake from development and farmland like the U.S. Sugar Corporation fields. That floods the lake, which has nowhere to drain because it's surrounded by a dike. The best way to get to the middle of a marshy lake is an airboat. As the boat zips across the grassy lake on a cushion of air, brightly colored bugs and tiny green frogs the size of your thumbnail land inside. Once we skid to a halt, Paul Gray scans the water and throws up his hands, disappointed.
We've stopped in an area that is probably about 4 feet deep now. Basically, this is very, very sparse. There's maybe one little stem sticking up every 4 or 5 feet. And if everything was working right now, this would be almost all vegetated. It'd be full of birds and stuff. And right now, I'm not sure what'll happen to it. This is a little demoralizing right here, but we'll go look for some better spots.
All this vegetation drowned in the last big storm.
The Okeechobee's water all used to flow to the Everglades, but now that doesn't do that anymore.
Instead, extra water is dumped into the fragile estuaries. They're supposed to be a delicate mix of saltwater and freshwater, and dumping all that lake water into them destroys the ecosystem.
The great tragedy of it was in 2004 and 5, of course, we had a lot of storms, and we dumped out so much water from Okeechobee, we could have met all of our water supply needs for an entire decade. And the year after dumping all that water out, we were in a severe drought and the farmers were only getting 45% of the water they wanted.
Last summer, the state of Florida announced a tentative deal with U.S. Sugar to buy the company out. U.S. Sugar's land blocks the flowway between the lake and the Everglades. The state proposes returning some of the land to its natural marshy state and using other parts for stormwater reservoirs. Gray says the U.S. Sugar deal would be a huge boon to the lake and the Everglades. It could even improve the bird life in northern states and Canada that fly south for winter.
When those little warblers and things reach Florida, they've got to get fat. They have to double their body weight before they fly across the Gulf of Mexico, where they can't make it.
We arrive at a shallower part of the lake, and Gray pumps his fist in victory.
Well, this is much better news. We're sitting in a big patch of green plants with little white and pink flowers, and it goes on for, it looks like, several hundred yards. And this is called smartweed. It produces little, very hard black seeds, and ducks love those seeds, and migratory seed-eating birds like sparrows and other things love these seeds. And so when all of the wintering waterfowl get down here, they're going to have a ball with this. That's nice. All right, we can go.
It's a small success, but Gray says until the flow of water into Lake Okeechobee is returned to normal, the liquid heart of the Everglades will be struggling to beat. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.